Got the first call early this morning, just after 5 o'clock this morning. Somebody, a member of the public, in contact this morning. Thanks to them for doing so, to let me know. So as the morning went on then, and maybe about half an hour afterwards then, I had to go back to that same person again then to find out what was happening from their end. And they informed me that when they were going to bed last night, the water pressure was getting low. And then they were up early this morning then to do with the work in relation to the work and so on. There was no water at all. Obviously, when they got in contact the first time, the media thing then was on to Irish Water, the helpline. That was hopeless, to be quite honest, that first phone call, because we spent the most of a half an hour, just basically all I can describe it as, going round in circles, talking over and back and over and back, and the guy was talking to on the phone on the helpline. He didn't even know where Gutta Hark was. Like, this is the big problem here with privatising these situations, Michaela, to be fair. No disrespect to the people on the helplines as such, but you're speaking of people on the helpline that are not from Donegal. They're from other parts of it. You're talking to somebody, for example, possibly down Cork, down Galway, in that direction, from a different county, and that's no disrespect to that either. But the problem is, they are not bang on the button familiar. No more than if somebody from Cork rings me and ask me, but wherever, somewhere down for Moy in Cork, a townland for Moy, whatever address, I don't know it either. And the thing is happening vice versa. And I think Irish Water going forward, if they want to get things solved, they need to at least have one Donegal person on that local rep support desk and a contact number for them, that when you get through to them, they know exactly where Fulcara has got Hark, Minaclady, so on, etc. And not all this rigmarole then of carry on then, unless you have an air code. I didn't have an air code at that first phone call this morning, Michaela, for your man. And as it turned out then, I said, the air code is not the problem. The problem is the plant here, the water plant. And he wanted an air code then for it. I said, look, I don't have an air code for it. And he was unable to locate the water plant then, which is ridiculous. So they ended up with them. At the end of then, Michaela, look, he said, you don't have an air code. He says, I can't talk to you. And he hung up the phone then. This is hopeless. Rang back immediately then again, Tay's water line then again, maybe a minute later, got a different person then, total different situation altogether, different personality, wasn't interested in air code and so on. All his answers, from what my point of view, the problem was the treatment plant. He took a statement on that, he went off with it. And now, as far as you know, things are, the crew's out there, they're doing whatever has to be done, is happening and so on. But the whole thing here is falling down with communication big time. Communication is key, and even as of 11 o'clock yesterday morning, I couldn't believe it, you couldn't make this up. 11 o'clock yesterday morning, Michaela got a number, Irish Water phone through, strange number they hadn't aware, so they have so many different numbers. Answered the phone, I doubled a number, that was from Irish Water, acknowledging a complaint that I put in last August, only acknowledging it yesterday, 11 o'clock yesterday morning, only acknowledging, Michaela, that I put in a complaint at that time. In relation to water problems in the area, and I demanded at that time that I wanted a meeting with Irish Water officials and so on, and he was only acknowledging it yesterday, and he asked me, do you still want the meeting? I said, of course I want the meeting. And he says, right, well, he says, I'll see what I can do, he says, I'll do my best. So I says, I appreciate your call, but he says, are you telling me, he says, does that, doing your best, and does that mean, am I going to get that meeting or not get that meeting? I can't answer the question, I'll do my best, he says. This is hopeless. This is totally hopeless. And this is all we, myself, other colleagues, other county councillors, the whole time along, Michaela, have been saying. The day that the whole thing goes privatised into any company, and this is the Irish Water now, and apparently this is all more or less transitioning big time in January of 24. We are in dire straits. We're in dire straits. I'm in dire straits this morning. I'm up since after 5 o'clock this morning. I have no idea what's going on here at the minute. What way I'm going to be fixed tomorrow, the next day, next week, the days of Christmas coming, as people put to me this morning, is this the way it's going to be over Christmas time? I don't honestly know, because Irish Water will not come out of the shadows and tell me. And I come back to it again, we still need, myself and another five councillors here in the Glenties, and me five colleagues, we still need that meeting with Irish Water to do with these water pump stations, Gutta Hark, Letchy McGuire, so on, etc. There's clearly problems here that they are not telling us about. There are clearly problems, and that's what the problem is going forward here. And until the officials come out of the shadow and be up front and see what's going on, like this situation got a harsh nonsense this last hadn't for 18 months now, particularly ironically around this time last year as well, it was going bad there around Christmas time and the New Year, so on, etc. And it's just, no, as far as I'm concerned, it seems to be no further forward today than where it was last year. And this situation as well, has happened in recent months as well, that up until that, we could ring whoever was the local water guy in the area, or local water guy, and contact for them, so on, the ganger man or a foreman or such, and either ring him or text him and get a heads up on what was going. We're prohibited now from doing that. So I'm left now with a local Irish water helpline, and depending when they, whatever they can tell me at the time, that's all I'm left with. And initially when I ring them, they don't know they're a problem until I ring them. This is totally disaster. Like, the guys on the ground can't speak because they're in fear of their jobs and so on. And this is not right either. Like, there's no, they're cutting the freedom of speech. They're cutting everything away from us. But going forward, I'm still going to keep up the fight for this and answer. And when I get officials into the room, they're going to have to answer these questions of what's going on over here in Gaelhawk at the minute. Because it's unfair for the people of Gaelhawk, Kilkeara, the wider Clonmany area, the same way as I'm saying when it happened as well over my colleagues in the west, my traces, my columns area over there with the water plant over there, next to make a ward. It's no good, like, and it has to be solved going forward. And only the officials with Gaelic Irish Water can solve this once and for all going forward. And if they can't solve it, come out truthfully and honestly and tell the public refs, the local county councillors of the day, what is going on, let the people know, release a statement what's going on. Not the sale carry on like this morning. First fella hanging up, second fella then was okay, was more than helpful to be fair to him. He knew the story and he gave me a reference number. But that's what's happening all the time. All we're getting is reference numbers. You email in, you phone in, it's the same response. You get a reference number. And that's it then until the next time then. And as I said then, come back again to the phone call yesterday. Referring to a phone call yesterday that happened back in August time, like, it's totally stand clear. How do they expect us as public reps, as the public going forward, Michaela, to have any hope at all of representing our people properly? Because they are taking that right away from us totally. And the more Irish Water gets on, deeper the privatisation happens, evolves fully. God help the public in all areas is all I can say going forward, Michaela, to be fair. It's just a really total disaster.